Father, I thank you, Lord, this morning. Praise the Lord. We thank you for everyone that is here. And I trust that it is well with you all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless everybody that is here and those that will be listening in later on. Our Father in heaven, as a manner is daily we come. You said the fire shall always be burning. I would lay the wood on the altar every morning. It shall never go out. And you gave us that charge. And every morning by the grace of God, we have come in here to do just that. Again, the Lord said that God will give us the beauties of holiness in the womb of the morning. So as we come here every morning, we believe that the day that is before us is at our steps. And we can order the day by the grace of the Lord through the spoken word. Thank you, Jesus. Now, therefore, Lord, we declare that the entrance of your word brings light and it gives understanding. So let it be even now. And you promise that the Holy Spirit will be there to remind us always of the things that you've already spoken to us. Thank you, Jesus. And brethren, the scripture says, let us take heed, lest at any time we should let slip any of those things which we have heard. So Lord, we thank you as we look inward to see how the word of God is benefiting us. Help us also to take the same word and move forward with in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, well, I welcome everybody this morning. Praise the Lord. You know, like I said, we're going to do a review, more of a review of what we heard yesterday. And we're going to be doing this going forward. Praise the Lord. So we talked about, we heard yesterday, the rolling away of the stone. And not a futuristic rolling away of the stone, but that it had already been done. We heard also how that the angel of the Lord, after he rolled away the stone from the tomb of Christ, actually sat on it, you know, and therefore making sure that nobody can roll that stone back, you know, cover it up again. And it was when I was listening to some of those shares yesterday, the message, and it reminded me of something the Lord showed me a while back. You know, the opening of the gates, the large gates that the Lord showed me, but had these hinges on them, you know, and you open the gates, but the thing swings back because of the hinges that are on, you know, and closes up again. And you open the thing and the thing closes up again. Well, you know, you got to break those hinges then. When you open it, let it stay open. Praise the Lord. You know, so the lesson that I gathered was that the Lord has made a way. You know, the many promises that the Lord has given us for this year. And let's believe the Lord that he has made a way for each of the promises that he has given us for us to enter in. Now, one thing we do know is that we must contend for those promises. Everything that the Lord promised, the word of the Lord is always tried. The devil will bring contradictions, but we got to maintain our poise, our position in the Lord, stand our ground. Scripture says, stand therefore, having done all. You know, so we got to stand. And what you need to determine within yourself is if, even if you will be the last man standing, you will still be standing by the grace of God. Now, no man can stand by himself except by the grace of God. Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. But by the grace of God, he's able to make us stand. And stand in the liberty wherewith God has made us free, and not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So, if we know that the Lord said he has given us release and opening of gates, many things that the Lord told us there, the stone has been rolled away, well then, let's move forward. I mean, you know, why then do we allow ourselves to be still jammed in, hemmed in, held back, and so on and so forth? There are actually a lot of things that can hold us back. You know, the stone that is upon the mouth of the well, or even upon the tomb or whatever, can represent many things. You know, when the Lord rolls away that stone through the prophetic word, well, let's believe. And let's not give occasion or give room to the devil to close it all back again. As the scripture has said, you know, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Again, it says, neither give place to the devil. What does it mean to resist? Well, it means there is a force that is pushing against you. You know, but you've got to withstand that force. Resist it. Don't let it push you over. It's pushing, and he will always push. There is no question about that. You know, you must always push. Be sober. Be vigilant. 1 Peter 5:8. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. So we got to resist him steadfast in the faith. And the God of all grace, he said, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. But we must resist the devil in order to get the victory, which God, through Christ Jesus, has already given us. But the devil would like to make it look like it isn't in our favor, that things are not in our favor. Praise the Lord. But if we know it is indeed in our favor. The scripture says again, you know, in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 27, neither give place to the devil. In other words, don't even give him an inch. There is this saying that you give him an inch, it would take a mile. Don't give him an inch at all. You know, don't even let him get in there and try to pull things over your eyes, roll back the stone that has already been rolled away. No, we're not going to put up with that. Praise the Lord. You know, every one of us needs to be on alert. You know, the first sign that the devil is trying to close the gates upon us again, we must resist him steadfast in the faith. That's what the Bible says. Resist and use the word of God. The word of God is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. We need to use it. You know, it's a sword of the spirit. We need to also take on the shield of faith. The devil would try to cast doubts in our mind, throw those fiery darts. Those things are usually in the mind. It's not just physical sickness or attack on our body alone. Those fiery darts are in the mind. You know, when your spirit is in alignment with the word of God, the devil will try to attack your mind, your soul, and everything to make sure that, you know, you are contrary to the promise. Well, the word of promise will sustain itself if we get our faith behind it. You know, so as we hear these lessons of exhortation, well, let's apply them and give your voice too. The more we use our voice to assert the things that God has promised us, the closer we are to that victory. I want to remind us that Jesus used his voice multiple times to declare ahead the victory that he was expecting. He would tell the disciples and even the Jews, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up again. He was always declaring things like that. He would declare to the disciples, behold, I go to Jerusalem, you know, and so forth, you know, and these things will be done to the Son of Man by the elders and this and that, and the priests. But they'll put him to death, and he will rise again the third day. He was always talking about this, even before it happened. You know, using his voice to position himself for the victory. He already knew, he said, this commandment I have of my Father, to lay down my life and to take it again. No man takes it from me. I do it willingly after the commandment of the Father. Well, he knew that, but he had to always declare it. Likewise, we must also declare with our mouth the victory that God has already given you. Declare that the Lord has set before you an open door. Say, I am the man, the one, Jesus said, I'm the one that openeth, and nobody can shut when I open. And when the Lord rolled away the stone, when he has opened for you a way, when he has made a way, and go forward then. Hallelujah. Why are you standing still? Praise the Lord. For us this time around, it's not a matter of will the stone be rolled away? Will God make a way through the Red Sea? He already has. You know, we have evidence in the scriptures that he's done these things. And we have armed ourselves with the same, that he has done it and we need to go across. Praise the Lord. And again, you know, as we were closing out last year and getting into this year, some of the things the Lord told us in this room, that look, we must cross over this Jordan. Praise the Lord. And we stood right there by faith as we put our feet into the waters, that the waters would indeed part. And we believed that, and we crossed over, and we must cross over, you know, and we must not allow the enemy to gain back any grounds that the Lord has already given us victory over. Remember the word of the Lord unto them. And I want to emphasize this. This has got to be our theme throughout this year. Praise the Lord. Rise ye up. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 24. Take your journey. You know, because the Lord has already rolled away the stone, he's already made a way. So rise up and take your journey and pass over the river. Behold, I've given into your hand the enemies that are on the other side, and even his land, and begin to possess it. But you must contend with him in the battle. Well, because he's not going to want to give it up easily. Well, you're going to have to take it. Matthew 11 and 12. From the days of John the Baptist until now, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. The violent take it. By force, hallelujah, the force of spiritual arms, you know, the things, The kingdom belongs to us anyway. Doesn't belong to the devil. But the devil, he stole these things and bragged to Jesus about it. All these things are delivered unto me. Who delivered them unto you? You stole them. You know, so, but we need to get them back. Well, maybe Adam did deliver because of his disobedience, but we need to get them back. Because Jesus said in Luke chapter 12 and verse 32, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You know, so it is God's good pleasure to give it to us. And we're not going to let the devil steal that which is ours. Even if he has stolen anything, we got to go after him, get it back. Because the Lord did say, among other things, that in this year, we will recover all. Praise the Lord. But to recover, you got to go after the lion, get back what he stole from the flock. You got to go after the bear and get back what he stole from the flock. You must not allow the devil to come in and take anything that is ours. We need to be on guard. But sometimes, for whatever reason, the devil steals something. Make away with it. But we must not let him get away with it. He tries to make away with it, you know, but we must not let him get away with it. We've got to go back, get that which is ours. Now, as we think over the lessons that we heard yesterday, and there were a lot of powerful ministration in prayer as well. What is it that the Lord, the victory that the Lord has imputed and imparted unto us? Well, we must walk in that victory. Praise the Lord. Cannot allow, you know, the enemy to close things back again. Open your mouth wide and I will feel it, saith the Lord. And open, the Lord already said, open ye the gates that the righteous nation may go in. He has opened the gates for us. They are commanded to be open and let them stay open. And the gates of over that city shall not be shut at all by night. Let them remain open. Hallelujah. So that we can go in and out and find pasture. Praise the Lord. Now, we've got to be in a combatant mode, so to speak. Because that's what Deuteronomy 2 and 24 says. You are going to have to contend with him in battle. You're going to be in a constant combatant mode. Don't let your guard down at any time. Praise the Lord. You know, he has already given the victory. He gave the world. Go in and possess it. Take it from him, he said. But you are going to have to contend with him in battle because he's going to contend with you as well. But you got to go get it. The Lord has given us the victory. What are the things that we are believing God for that we need to step into for this year? Praise the Lord. You know, I really want, and I'm praying and believing God that we ought to be singing, see what the Lord has done this year. That's always been my prayer over this room. You know, we want to hear more of those songs, you know, out of your mouth this year for the victories that the Lord has given. Praise the Lord. Is the hand of the Lord shortened that he cannot save? I mean, is his ear deaf that he cannot hear? Why then do we think that we cannot have the victory? Even when God has already promised it. The devil will fight it at the first, but, you know, we stand our ground. When the Lord wants to do something, sometimes things may look like they're getting worse before they get better. You know, we see that in the scriptures. God told the children of Israel, I'm going to get you out of here. I'll take you to a land of promise, flowing with milk and honey. But rather than getting out of there, their situation actually got worse. Initially, it seemed. And the devil through failure made their conditions worse. Let there be more burden laden upon them because they are idle. That's why they are thinking of going to worship the Lord. Make their situations more grievous. Don't even give them straw for brick anymore. But let nothing diminish of the tale that they must bring anyway. And made their situation worse and worse and worse till the point that the people cried out, you know, to Moses that, look, you know, we were not doing so well, but now we're doing even worse. And well, that's what the enemy will do to try to frustrate the word of promise. But let's not even let that happen to us this year. Got to take up our position and contend. You know, sometimes we don't do enough contending early on in the game. We contend later when things are already turned upside down. Contend from the beginning. Hallelujah. Don't wait until everything is already all over the place. Contend, contend, contend. Contend with the word of God. Contend with your own posture. Let your actions align with, you know, the word of God. Let your word align with the word of God. Align everything. Don't say one thing and do a different thing. Believe what we say. Praise the Lord. If we believe, yeah, let us also speak. And let us do likewise. As it is written, I have believed. Therefore have I spoken. So I want us to consider the promises of God that God had laid out for us for this year. You know, we have a lot of promise that he has given us. And we also heard yesterday that God has actually rolled away the stone, whatever was the blocking factors. You know, sometimes the devil, he tries to block what God is already doing. We read that story in the case of Daniel. From the time that he set his mind to pray, you know, for 21 days. It was already heard from day one. And the answer was already dispatched. But the prince of Persia withstood his prayer for that long. Even though God already dispatched the answer. You know, so we must recognize that. That can be a situation. The devil can try to withstand what God is doing. But we must stand our ground. Praise the Lord. The angel said to him, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day, that thou didst set thy heart to understand and chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Daniel chapter 10 and verse 12. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. See, Daniel thought he was just praying for 21 days, not knowing that the devil was also withstanding his prayers. And then now we know, we understand these things. We must contend right from the beginning. Don't sit down, you know, fold our arms, cross our legs and sit back and just think things will just fall out the way they will. No, we have to engage. Hallelujah. And make sure things go the way that the Lord has instructed and promised by us getting behind that word, releasing that word from time to time. Hallelujah. Even as the Lord showed, and I have spoken it many times in this room, he has given his angels charge. They have their orders, the standing order. See to it that when they declare my word and they stand by it, you go down there and make sure it happens. That's a standing order. You can read that in Psalm 103 and verse 20. They've been equipped to do it too. They have the power and they have the charge. But they must wait, you know, to do those commandments. They stand in order. When they hear you declare his word, they hearken to the voice of his word from your mouth. When we stay, you know, stand our ground, declare it positively without doubting in our hearts. Jesus gave the same principle. You say it, you don't doubt it, but you believe that those things that you said will come to pass, then you will have what you said. Hallelujah. We should practice that exactly the way that Jesus said it. Say it, but you can't say it unless you know what God already said. Lamentation 3 and 37. Who is it that saith anything and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? So that's why we always, first of all, make sure we know what the Lord has commanded. And the Lord has commanded for us. I mean, remind us all the things that God has commanded for us this year. And we heard it in yesterday's ministration as well. He has commanded for us release this year. He has commanded for us expansion and enlargement. He has commanded for us possession, you know, which comes by us being positioned in the right place. He has commanded for us acceleration and advancement. Hallelujah. We've got to advance forward and possess new horizons. He's commanded all these things for us. He has commanded increase for us this year. And he has commanded restoration, recovery and rest. He also has commanded successes. Great successes. Say, you shall prosper. Whatsoever you do it, shall have good success. I promised us all these things. We called it forth in the prophetic repairs. So these are the things we must contend for. And then come and give us testimonies of what the Lord is doing to encourage the rest of us to believe God. Likewise, praise the Lord. So today, I'm going to leave a lot of opportunity for people to speak and share, you know, over the messages that we've heard. Two dimensions we heard yesterday. We heard the dimension of the Lord having rolled away the stone. We also heard the dimension of the angel of the Lord sitting on that stone to make sure that it doesn't get rolled back again. You know, so those are powerful, powerful, encouraging words. And if that's the case, then what else is there? Well, you gotta get up and put in the sickle and reap. Praise the Lord, you know. So we must put in the sickle now and reap. Glory to God. And why stand ye all day in the marketplace? I do. Question was asked. I said, well, because no one has hired us. I said, well, I'm going to change that. Let's do something about that. Go in and also reap. Praise the Lord. So everybody has opportunity. Everyone, hallelujah, has received the word. What are we going to do with it? Let's encourage ourselves and let's encourage one another as well. Let the carpenter encourage the goldsmith and let's encourage one another together. Sometimes somebody comes and shares a message. Another person comes and gives a follow-up or a reaction or some more insight on that. These are all encouragements that we're getting from the Lord. And we get it every day. you know, I am afraid of you, Paul said. He said, I'm afraid of you. I want to make sure I have not bestowed labor in vain. I want to make sure myself also that we are not getting into a situation of information overload. We hear so much, we don't even know what to do with it. You know, so we're going to slow things down because we already heard a lot. Slow things down and do a deep review of every message that we hear, or at least try to going forward, to make sure that we are not losing sight of what God is saying. You know, at our local church here, we actually do that every Sunday, or most Sundays. You know, we would do before the message of the day a segment where we do a review of the message of the previous Sunday. And everybody gets a chance to participate and share how that word is working in their lives. And, you know, I give some testimony behind that or some share behind that. And I think it's a good practice, a good reminder of what the Lord is saying. Because sometimes you forget. You go in 2 or 3 days, you might even forget, okay, what was the message yesterday? Or what did he say? You know, the more we talk about it and remind ourselves of it, the better the chances are that we will not lose sight. Take heed. Scripture says, lest at any time we let those things slip that we have heard. May the Lord help us that we will not at any time let slip the things that we have heard. So I want to give room today for us to do some more review and some more shares and some more practical application to the messages that we have heard lately. And in particular, yesterday, God having already rolled away the stone, the angel of the Lord sitting on upon it to make sure nobody rolls it back again. I mean, we saw where the wells were close back that they had dug first, and then some people closed it back, you know, so we got to dig again, you know, but why spend all that effort? You know, let's make sure it stays open in the first place. Hallelujah. You know, so contend right from the beginning, make sure it stays open. You know, it's kind of like, here's an example. You know, if we find out that something is going wrong with our health, if we don't do something about it right away, it might get worse. And then later on, we start to really struggle. And that's not a good thing. Deal with that situation right away. You know, don't even let it develop into something else. That's the same thing. You know, these are practical applications. You know, let your wellness stay in place right away from the beginning. Contend for your wellness and your health. Hallelujah. You know, and you know that the Lord has already made a way and paid for the healing of every sickness. He bore our sins and sicknesses, Isaiah said. And by his stripes we are healed. And Peter said the same thing. In 1 Peter 2:24, he actually said it in the past tense. By whose stripes ye were healed. Which means it's already done. And why is it then that we're still sick sometimes? You know, so deal with it right away from the beginning. Don't even give it, let it fester into something worse, you know, and the same thing you can apply the same principle to everything. Praise God. Relationships, for instance. Will God repair some relationships this year? Well, absolutely. You know, but you got to deal with things at the beginning. Don't wait until everything gets worse. You know, You deal with it at the beginning. There's a proverb in my language, my natural language, that says, look, you know, when the fish is still fresh, is when you can bend it. You know, when it is dry and so forth like that, you try to bend it, it will just crack, it will break, you know. So, let's deal with situations. Contend from the beginning. You have the open door. God has rolled away the stone and is sitting on it to make sure it doesn't get rolled back. You know, the enemy, you know, I mean, Abraham and so forth, all these people, you know, Isaac and the rest of them, they had to do the same things, you know. When they find that, you know, the wells that used to belong to them, they're now, you know, closed up again, and they have to contend. Well, let's not even let that happen, is what I'm saying today. You know, let's not let that happen at all. Praise the Lord. What God has opened, well, let it remain open. You know, hallelujah. What God has done, let no man undo or try to undo. And let's not, you know, even allow that. Praise the Lord. You know, so this is the message that we are hearing now. And we must contend from the beginning and take our rightful place in the things, you know, that God has given us. Praise the Lord. And not let the enemy have a field day over anything. I'm not going to allow that. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let me quickly read and paraphrase, you know, this story in Genesis chapter 26. You know, this Philistines, I mean, throughout the lives of these, the children of Israel, even before Israel, you know, it happened. They were always there. They were there long before Israel. They were there during Israel. They are always there. They don't, you know, they just always there to, you know, they're like spoilers, or they were like spoilers, you know. So when they dug wells, and the people of God dug wells, you know, they came and closed them up. You know, so when the Lord opened, you know, the wells, you know, then they rolled the stone over them again and closed them up. And Isaac had to dig all over again. You know, so now let's read this story. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, Isaac sowed in that land, Genesis 26 verse 12, and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. This is what they do. When they see that things are moving, the devil sees that God is prospering you, he's going to come in and try to spoil that. He's called the spoiler. Now, so all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, right? The Philistines came and stopped them and filled them with the earth because they were spoilers. They were spoilers. And so, you know, they said to Isaac, get away from us. much mightier than we. I mean, they just envied him. They closed up the wells, and these wells were their life source. They needed water for themselves, for their cattle, for this and that. And, you know, and they had a lot of wells, which Abraham in his days made his servants to dig. And they were enjoying it, but the Philistines got in there and closed it up. And they want to close up the blessing, roll back the stones, and close up those wells. Well, and so Isaac, you know, he went and digged again. Read that in verse 18. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. Well, you know, so Isaac's servants digged again in the valley and they found a well of springing water. Well, this is the thing that we want to avoid. You know, we want to avoid having to dig again what the Lord opened up because we allow the enemy to close it up. Don't let him close it up. Contend right from the beginning. Because if you let him close it up, then you are going to have to dig and dig and dig and dig. You read this story, when they were even digging, they came there and they strove with him. It's almost similar to the story in the time of Nehemiah and Ezra. As they were building, Sambalat, Tobiah, and the rest of them came and contended with them not to build. This is the way the devil always is. When they were digging these things, they dug another well. They strove for that also. And then they removed there and dig another well. And they came and strove. And so on and so forth. Until they found a place where nobody was striving with them. You know, but there's a strategy that I'm employing us to consider today. Do not give the devil any place. Neither give place to the devil. Don't even give him a chance. Contend daily. Yeah. If you let a couple of days go by without your contending, the enemy may regain ground that you already gained. This is the way it is even in military battle. You know, so, you know, any advancements you gain, you have to maintain what you have already gained, protect. Otherwise, the enemy will come back and reclaim. So you must not allow the stone which God has already rolled away, must not allow the enemy to roll it back and close up the wells and allow him to do that. Otherwise, you're going to have to be digging all over again. You know, something that you should just be enjoying. I mean, Isaac was supposed to just be enjoying what Abraham's servants already dug. They should just be enjoying. But oh no, the Philistines are not going to let that happen. You know, because they were envying the success, the expansion, the blessing, the enlargement, and everything that Isaac was having. They envied him. And they're going to do everything to prevent it, to make sure it doesn't happen. So he had to contend. You know, but they should not have allowed them to do that. Should have driven them away. Praise the Lord. When the Lord gives you a promise, stay with it, contend for it, and drive away anything that comes to try to take it away from you. Don't even let it happen. Praise the Lord. Before it happens, you know, do the right thing in battle. There was a time that God gave Abraham a promise in Genesis 15. And as part of that promise, well, he went forth and, you know, tried to put together a sacrifice before the Lord. And he took, you know, some of these things, turtle dove, young deer, you know, pigeon and ram and so forth. And, you know, he was going to sacrifice the thing. But the fowls, we are told in Genesis chapter 15, came down upon the carcasses in verse 11 to eat up what Abraham was, you know, presenting to the Lord. But Abraham drove them away. You know, don't even let them get a chance. What God already given you that you are preparing. Abraham was preparing this sacrifice for the Lord. based upon the promise, you know, and now the devil come in to swoop down on it and try to take it, but he drove them away. Stood guard right there. Praise the Lord. Don't let any scavenging animals or anything come in and take what is yours. Stand guard and drive them away. Praise the Lord. All right, well, I am going to yield my mic here, but first I will pray and then let you share. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the word of encouragement that we receive in this room every day. We received it at the end of last year to cross over by faith. We've received it this year to believe of all the things that prophetically God is repairing and all the words of blessing that came with those messages. We received it again yesterday that the Lord has rolled away the stone that we can go in and possess. Hallelujah. And that the angel of the Lord is even sitting on the stone to make sure the enemy doesn't close it back again. Now, therefore, O Lord, today we have spoken again that we must contend for that stone to remain open and not rolled backwards again. Must contend for the doors, the gates that have been opened. Break those hinges so they don't swing back again. And Lord, we pray that your people will have understanding. The doubt, the discouragement, and the various things that the enemy tries to bring. Because he envies us. Try to close up the wells that God had opened up for us. We're not going to let it happen. Lord, we pray that every one of us will take on the mantle of engagement. Hallelujah. And engage and fight and contend in the battle. And the victory is assured for us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise and glory. We pray that our people hear these messages. That we mix with faith in our heart and we will apply them and do what the Lord is saying so that it may profit us. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen.